Good morning, everybody. Have you guys ever run in a race? You have?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't?
I have with my
friends. Oh, that's it. That counts. Very good. Now, there are different kinds of races. There's short races, and they're called sprints, or there's 50 and 100-yard dashes. That's a little longer. Then there's hurdles when you jump over things. There's relay races. And then there's a marathon, which is a really, really long one. But not everybody knows this, but you will. This is very important. There's only one race that counts. And being a Christian on God's team is kind of like running a race. Now, in the book of Philippians, Paul says, well, the goal of that big Christian race that you're in is to become like Jesus. That means you follow him and do what he did when he was on earth. Okay, and let's see, the prize, of course. The prize is to please Jesus when you cross the finish line, when you get to heaven. Okay, and he will be so happy to see you because you've done a good job in your race. Now, today, I'm going to be your coach, as you can tell, because today I have the team hat, that's G for God's team, just a minute, and there's a cross up there, I have my clipboard, so I'm ready, I have my coach's badge, I have, the rule book right here. What do you suppose the rule book is? The Bible, of course, you have to have that. Oh, let's see. Oh, I have my running shoes on and, of course, my megaphone. Wow. You can play with that later. Okay. Now, it's very important in your race to obey the coach. Now, it could be your parents. It could be your grandparents. It could be, your teachers. But you always have to obey your coach. Good job, Ellie. Okay, now, let's do a pretend race. Okay, a pretend race right here. You can kind of just a little bit go like that. We don't want to, okay, because we're just practicing. Not like that. This is a running race. Okay. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go. Okay. All right. You can tone it down. You can just jog. How about that? Okay. All right. And I'm the coach, and I'm kind of following along. And, let's see. Oh, Ellie and Sammy, keep your eyes on the goal. Okay? Keep your eyes on the goal. What does that mean? That's the target. That's where you're running. And this is the goal, to please Jesus when you get to heaven. Okay? All right, you can take a little rest now. Okay. Okay, that was your first rule. Good job, girls. I saw you doing that. Okay, the next thing on the coach's clipboard is
obey the rule book.
Now, the Bible is the rule book. And a lot of you, all of you, are in Awana, Willie. A lot of you are in Awana, and you're studying your Bibles, and you're memorizing verses, and you're thinking, on your race, you're thinking, what would Jesus do if he came to this during your life? Well, then you ask, what would Jesus do? And then you just do it. Okay, good job. Okay, keep jogging slowly because you have a long way to go. All right, now, The third thing,
Sierra, don't look
back. You know what happens? If you look back, you might slow down and you might stumble. And besides, Jesus has already forgiven your past sins, so you don't need to look back. Good job, you guys. Keep going.
Ryan and Willie.
Okay. They need...
Be sure to confess your sins along the way.
Because, you know why? You don't want to carry all that burden of sin with you in your race. Okay? All right. The next one is, let's see. Kinsey and Paige.
Kinsey and Paige.
Be sure to pray along the way. Did you understand that? Pray along the way. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you extra strength, extra courage, and just help you keep going. You're doing a great job in your race. Oh, Willie, you're doing a fabulous job, especially since it's your birthday today. Okay, the next one, after you pray, okay, it's
keep running, everybody.
Keep running and
don't give up.
Okay? Because you wouldn't give up. Okay. Because runners sometimes they start sweating, they get tired, they get discouraged, and sometimes they fall down. But
keep running. Don't give up.
Now, someday you will finish your race when you get to heaven. And you know what? When you cross the finish line, guess who'll be there? Jesus will be there cheering for you, and your forever family will be there cheering just for you. And Jesus will smile at you because he'll be pleased with you. He'll award you your prize. And your prize is a crown, and it has real jewels on it. Not like this one, but it will be wonderful, and you're going to do something special with that in heaven. Does anybody remember the words that Jesus will say to you when you arrive in heaven? Do you remember? Say it with me if you can. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Welcome home. You guys, good job. You did a great race. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for the book of Philippians. It's so full of joy, and I pray that you'll give us joy as we run our race in life, that you will give us wisdom and guidance and courage, and Lord, and that we won't give up, and that we'll keep our eye on the prize to become like you and to please you, Lord. I just ask you, especially because some of the kids are going to be starting school and the race gets a little harder at school. So, Lord, just thank you, and we'll see you in heaven. Amen.